Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone.
And we waited. And waited. And now, the time has come for your NFL pickup. It's the most popular segment on the Big D Zone. Yes, it's the NFL pickup. Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to roll? Yeah, Big D Country's NFL pickup show. Well, we're going to make some predictions and make them today. It's the first one of the season now. Let's go and play. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's the NFL pickup. It's the NFL pickup. It's the NFL pickup. Yeah. Alright, it's Prince DJ, and if you heard that song that I played, it is almost time for the NFL pickup week one results. So, the beep backup noise is back. Oh my god, it started early in the damn morning. It's getting revenge. It's either choking from the humidity. Then it's the backup noise that started all morning. It just wanted to annoy the heck out of the residents in this place. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's either we can't have a cool day or we can't have a quiet day. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. All you hear, excuse me, all you hear is deep, 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 deep. I'm not in no hospital. I'm not in no surgery. Okay? I'm not threatening the flat line. Are you serious? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But before I go into the week one antics of the NFL, I would like to apologize because I'm going to have to reschedule the guest, which was, will you let me talk? I will have to reschedule my guest, Kenny, the sports guy. He had some, unfortunate situations that kept us from meeting the other night because I was waiting for Kenny, to come on so we could do the results. And then being the fact that there is a game tomorrow night, I was hoping to add him on so we could do week two, you know, while we're on the program. But I guess that's not going to happen. So, but don't worry. We'll still have Kenny the sports guy sometime during this season. So, let me talk about my weird dream. Now, it wasn't a nightmare like the one that I had when my original cruise out of Port Canaveral was canceled. This is why I want you to know that this is real freaking life. This is real life. This is why I want you to know that. I'm choking, I'm hearing noise, and I'm having weird dreams. That's what I get when I afford to be living alone and broke. And then waiting on the government to shut down and go default, and then we all die. That's what they want. That's what they want! Got it! Stupid Joe Manchin! McConnell! And I forgot that other guy's name, but the main one is McConnell and Manchin. Those are the two ones! Governor Pearson! Pearson! You made it terrible for us. For ending unemployment early. You're getting what you want. You want us to struggle. You want us to be in poverty. You got it. You got what you wanted. You had your way. Now, before I was choking half to death, my dream wasn't the same dream like when I had weeks ago, before the original birthday cruise was canceled, and I got mad at that, and I was supposed to go on the Liberty back-to-back, that's what it was. I was supposed to go on the Liberty back-to-back out of Orlando, but I wanted to go home, that I'm willing to get the pain again of a Q-tip up my damn nose the week during the before I leave, because I leave and strangely, the week is Halloween week. I leave on the day before Halloween, the 30th, oddly enough. And so I gotta go to get tested that week, because they wanted really 2 days before, but God forbid, I don't drive, okay? I don't drive. They haven't had the ability to find out if they get tested at the port yet, even though they will charge $150 and it's not free. But I'm thinking about probably going to a Walgreens to do the test there if I had to. So I'll do the test there, like maybe the week of and everything. I don't even know how much is the test, but I'll call ahead like the week before or something like that and find out how much longer do I have to hold money to save for the test. So that I'll go to Walgreens and then get the test from there. So, what else? So the weird dream was, now, it wasn't the dream that, you know, me and my wife's spirit was flying on the train and the conductor saw it and the passenger saw it. And one of the passengers was saying, "Oh my God, it's a ghost." No, this time I'm alive. Okay, just like I am now, I'm alive. I am, for some reason, on a subway train. And it was too crowded. It was so crowded, it was packed. And I was like, ooh, I gotta get on another train, because I had enough time to get to where I was going, or maybe I was going to where I lived at in the dream. I don't know what it was in the dream, but for some strange reason, I got off the train at the next station, okay, and comes an announcement saying, and it was a woman's voice saying this, "The train is full. Please social distance to the next train. The train is full. Please social distance to the next uncrowded train. The train is full. Please social distance to the next uncrowded train." And it kept saying that until the doors closed. So every time it said that, I did this at the end. So, for example, "The train is full. Please social distance until you get to an uncrowded train. The train is full. Please social distance to the uncrowded train." And then I kept doing that until the door closed, because it was so cat and annoying. It was so cat and annoying. So, and by the way, the travel lady that helped me get the other birthday trip was Joanne. And it's weird because I have an app by marriage named Joanne, and I meant to tell her that, but I didn't. So I work with her, and I'll be working with her from the near future, you know, this time going. But, so that was like the weirdest dream. Like, why is these dreams involving me in the subway all of a sudden now? First with the spirits, and now with this, this is the second subway dream that I had. Weird. Absolutely win. And now, let's get your results. And later on, I'm going to make this separate. Later on, I'm going to do week two predictions. Or I could just do it early on Thursday. Because, you know, with all this scrambling trying to get it, because I still got to get the chapter 4 started on the encounter with Vince McMahon, and I still got to do the one for you. Okay, so let's see if I could go with week 1. Okay, I'm going to still see if I'm recording. It still is. All right, now. Oh, I heard this was a really wild game at the end. But my arch nemesis, Tom Brady, found a way to win again, even on the first game of the whole season. One loss, Buccaneers 31, Cowboys 29. Dead cat Tom Brady! I go! Anyway. Seahawks defeated the Colts 28-16. I kind of think... Now, did I vote for the Colts to beat the Seahawks? I believe I did. So if I did, that would be my second loss. If I did. If I didn't, that would be my first win. Obviously, I forgot because there's so much crap going on with me these past couple of days, and then I was waiting for my guest, but thankfully, my guest let me know that something happened and something came up the day of the interview, so I'm thankful that at least that wasn't a scramble, so thank God for that. So, I don't know if I voted for the Seahawks or the Colts or not, but anyway, I'm just going to call it a draw until I find out, but I think I voted for the Colts. I am not sure. Although, here's one that I did vote for, which is, ironically, I got my win courtesy of the Texans, which I voted Texans will beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the final score was 37-21. Where the hell did that end now? Okay, and the next game was the Eagles versus the Falcons. So, win number one was given to me by the Texans. And I did say that, what did I say, the Falcons for the win over the Eagles? The Eagles did win 32-6, so I think I only have one win thus far. It's only I write down some of these predictions, but it's like, I was trying to wait for a guess and then it never happened, so. I think the next time I do, I'll write down the abbreviation of the team name, whether I have a guest or not. So that's my other plan moving forward. But right now, I got one win given to me by the Texans. And now, I know this one for a fact because it's a greedy team from a greedy state where the incumbent won the recall election in a crazy fashion. I picked Washington over the Chargers, and alas, the Chargers won. So, 1-1, one win, one loss. That's a definite. And get me out of here. Hey, give me back to the game. I can't get back. I can't get... Oh, man. I'm still recording. Why do I have to turn on mobile data? Okay. Wow. That was really mean. So, I was in the middle of doing a team. Okay. At least I'm still recording. Now I got to get back to where I was. And it made me lose my place. It definitely made me lose my place because it's already week 2. Come on. Where the hell was I at? I did the Chargers. Okay, so let me see if I'm still recording. I am good. Okay, so I said the Chargers won. Washington lost. I voted for Washington because I do not like greedy California with all those football teams and took one away from us. So I'm 1-1. Okay, so the next game was Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Buffalo Bills. And I chose the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-16. And I got 2 wins, 1 loss of this week. Which I still don't know the other ones that I... That's why I'm going to write it down whether I have a guest or not. Next week that I do the NFL pick-up. Okay, so 49ers versus the Lions, Detroit Lions. And I did forget who I did with this one, but the 49ers won. And it's another draw because I don't know which one that I picked, but I'm still 2-1 out of the situation. Okay, now I definitely lost this one. Because I did say the Bengals is the Vikings is going to win over the Vikings is going to win over the Bengals, so I'm 2-2 definitely, and it's only by a few points. It's 24-27. Oh come on, no. My first New York pick loss, which is the Jets versus the Panthers. I wanted the Jets to win, so now I'm 2-3. 2 wins and 3 losses. The final score was 19-14. Let me see if I'm still recording. Yeah, I'm still am. Okay, so now, I'm all tied up. I think the Cardinals was going to beat the Titans, what they did. So it's 3-3. 38-13 was the final. Now, thankfully, this is going to give me 4-3. Thanks to one of the official teams of Big D Country, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Browns. And they won by 33, and the Browns had 39, so it's back to 3-3, so that's good. Yes! 4-3! Yes! 4-3! Dolphins beat the Patriots, or beat the Pats, my arch nemesis. Yes! Yes! Thank you, Dolphins. Thank you, Dolphins. I knew I made a great pick when I picked the Dolphins over the Patriots. Although it was very close, but thank you, Dolphins. Final score was 17-16. Okay. No! Both New York teams that I picked lost. Oh, come on! Both of the New York teams that I picked lost, the Jets and the Giants. Broncos beat them by a score of 27-13. Come on. So it's 4-4. 4 wins, 4 losses. It keep catching up. Okay. So I think I was gonna choose switch the choice because it was Packers versus Saints, and I went with Green Bay. But the Saints won, so I'm four five. Packers was only allowed 3 points in that whole game. Saints never let them into the building. It was 6-3 to 38. Really. Another greed team won. Come on! I wanted the Bears to win, but LA 34-14. Six loss and four wins. Six loss and 4 wins thus far, because I still don't remember the other one that I picked. 27-33, and NFL Network said it's a potential game of the year. Yeah, I'm glad I liked it, the Raiders, because I like to go to Las Vegas. And hopefully I'll be able to go back there one day before the money runs out, but if not, I'll have to wait. But other than that, my official second team won the possible game of the year, 33-27. Now, that brings me up to 5 wins and 6 losses, so pretty good. I could have had more if I remembered those other picks, but what can you do? So I'm going to do the NFL pickup week 2 under a separate segment. And yeah, you're going to hear the music again, but who's counting? So, EscapeToBigDCountry.com, EscapeToBigDCountry.com, DeshaunPorterForSenate.com, DeshaunPorterForSenate.com, and yeah, so I'm going on the Carnival Sunrise on November the 1st. Gotta leave on Halloween, the week of Halloween. Gotta get tested the week of Halloween. Go figure. And yeah, so that's about it. I am out until I do the week 2 petition for the NFL pickup. And I gotta write some of these down, probably on my email. So whether I have a guest or not, then I could remember who the hell that I picked. But so far, I'll take 6-5. Or I'll take 5-6, whatever it was. They just won, my losses just won by 1 point. So there you go. We are out. No more wild dreams or nightmares, please.